Seclusion of the heart really interests me, especially because of a busy family atmosphere. Is a way to develop seclusion of the heart to work on not taking things personally, not letting the self-making perceptions, etc., insert themselves into the heart. And that's an excellent way of doing that, because that, certainly the ways that we end up, what spins the mind out is when we take things personally. Particularly in in a family atmosphere, then one still has to be able to engage, take on one's duties and responsibilities, be a responsible parent, family member. But it's that just not letting the things kind of it's kind of like when you go for a walk in the forest oftentimes there's kinds of grasses and bushes that have burrs and whatnot, and they just keep catching on you. If one developing a way that one isn't getting hooked by the reactions that we have. One of the really good examples of somebody who lives with a seclusion of the heart in the midst of responsibilities and duties in the midst of people is the abbot of Wat Bopong, Ajahn Chah's successor, Ajahn Liam. And I can remember